Cocktails and Canoes.
That's right, the podcast where two best friends with many opinions talk about the sport that we both love.
We're Kel and Will. So as we start putting more podcasts out, we just want to remind everybody that we are doing this in our free time. So sometimes there will be background noise. Either we're going to be at the shop or we're going to have kids in the background. So we just want you guys to be ready for that. And if that's something that bothers you, maybe you shouldn't be listening to this podcast because that is who we are. And if you did enjoy this episode or any episode we've ever done, please take a second or a minute to go ahead and leave us a review on wherever you listen to your podcast. We would really appreciate it. Thank you.
I was waiting.
I'm sorry. Woody got out of the bath and he was naked and he wanted to do yoga. It's Will.
Oh, the old naked yoga. They love that up here. I think that's where that was invented.
Probably.
Portland.
The race tomorrow.
Yeah. Before we get to that.
It looked hot and flat all week.
No, not all week. We had a couple days of hot and flat, but then we've had... It's a really weird, weird year as far as the way the river's moving. Because what the locals have been saying, that they had a super late winter and that the snow melt didn't happen until a couple months after it normally should have. So the river, it's the highest water level I've ever seen this time of year up here. Yeah, I mean, I've been, I don't know, six times.
Yeah.
And of those six, it's like there's no beach at Stevenson at the fairgrounds. There's no beach at Home Valley. I mean, the river's still full.
Oh, that's good.
Well, that means there's a lot of water moving, and a lot of water is moving.
See, I have no idea what at us.
So it's really sticky, and slow in some sections. But then on. Right. Certain sections, it's really standing up and the surf is getting really fun, but you're not going anywhere.
Okay.
So it's going to be interesting.
Why don't you explain to the people who may not know what, like how the gorge works,
how a river works,
what makes it so exciting? Everyone loves going to the gorge because it's such a special place.
Well, just because they should be able to see from all your, I've been hearing stories. I've been very disconnected this week. And I've been hearing stories that the producer of Cocktails and Canoes has been putting out a lot of content.
She, you know, she's just really working overtime right now.
Yeah.
And she's really hoping to cash in that paycheck one day. But still waiting. Still waiting.
Well, if we haven't, good one. If we haven't explained it before, basically... water moves west, wind moves east, the two collide and it creates surf, creates the bumps.
Yep.
And then different sections along the river kind of do different things depending on how wide or narrow the river is. So like right at the start of the race tomorrow, you leave Home Valley and we're going to head into the narrows where it obviously the river gets narrow.
Yeah.
And it funnels the wind and is a really good like mile and a half, 2 mile section. And then when you come around the corner of that and kind of begin to bend around the river towards kind of one of the middle section of the race or like the closing in on the middle, it opens up and the wind kind of hits different sections along the way. And the thing is, like, it's the funnest in the middle of the river, but there's so much current this year and so much flow that you're not, if you're dead in the middle of the current, you're going to be having the time of your life surfing, but you're not going fast.
Okay.
And like in years past, you can kind of get away with it. Like, you know, everybody's kind of doing the same thing for the most part. But, you know, it's like, you're not moving as fast in the current, but you're still moving fast enough and getting the most surf out of it, that it kind of evens out in the end. But this year, I'm curious to see, I think there's, if guys can figure out how to kind of work the eddies on the sides of the river, they might, they're not going to be surfing in some sections, but they might get a much better speed out of the deal.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We're going to see. It's a funky year.
How did it pan out for your six-man race for NAC Bachelor Nation?
Oh, yes. Well, let's...
The one that wasn't on... I can't even, actually. Never mind. I just, don't even get me started. But how was your race?
Well, it was fine until Brent screwed it up.
Ooh,
you know
he listens to this, right?
Yeah, I'm aware. Trust me. I told him I was not going to take this one easy. You know, because a few years back we had a great chance to race Red Bull up here, and you know, hey, if you're the steersman, you got to be accountable. You know, you win, we're all gonna say thank you. It was all on you. You lose,
yeah,
it's your fault. It's obvious.
Yeah, screw. Yeah.
Even sometimes, if you win, they get lucky. Sometimes these steersmen can't give them too much.
We just credit. Us steersmen, we just can't catch a break.
No. And you know, we had a bit of a throw together. I think we didn't figure out exactly who was in our crew and get our waivers signed in time.
Yeah.
And apparently we were disqualified.
Yep.
Which I heard was very, very upsetting for you.
It was. That's okay.
You were the one that registered us.
Yeah, that's okay though.
But, we'll take our lashings when we get home. But we had a couple San Fran guys, a couple of us NAC guys. We had our friend Seema filled in for one of the missing San Fran guys. And, you know, Brent was just having the time of his life. We were surfing the crap out of it.
It
wasn't a great day wind wise, but there was still enough, and man, he had us just bump
cool.
the whole way. And then we got about to Hood River, where you got about maybe 3 miles ish left to the finish.
Yeah.
And we were pretty much in the middle of the river, and this was like early in the trip, so we didn't have a chance to really, you know, feel out what the river was doing this year.
Yeah.
Or know yet. And we looked off to our right, and all the way on the inside, on the Oregon side, just approaching the Hood River sandbar there, we see Ben McNeil and the Okalani crew scratching the shallow waters on the inside.
Yeah.
And we're mid-bump too. Like, we're surfing. Right. We're barely missing anything. You're having fun. And we look up and I see them, and I go, they were kind of at like our 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, we're losing.
Yeah.
Brent.
Come on.
Oh, I had to have fun with it. We made back a lot of ground once we kind of realized the reality of our situation. But they were smashing. They had a hell of a race.
Yeah.
They were doing really good. And then, we were just having too much fun, I think.
Oh, good. I mean, that's all that matters, I guess. You guys had fun.
No, Kelly.
Okay, no, cool. Kelly. Okay, cool.
I cannot win that six-man race.
No, you can't.
And I blame Brent Campbell.
Oh, we need to get him on here so you guys can.
Oh, he can come on here and try to defend himself.
Get a discussion going.
Although I will say, we did, you know, I was disqualified 2 times in 1 day. That's pretty impressive. We ran the three-man during the co-ed and women's race.
Yep.
And I was steering, Brent was in the middle, and Matt Earls was up in one. And we were like, maybe 5-6 miles into the race, and like Wade, Leanne, Stanley, Jack Seymour, and some Canadians were in a co-ed boat up ahead of us.
Yeah.
They were ahead of us for about 5 or 6 miles. Carol Schick was in her six man next to us for about 5 or 6 miles. And then once we hit the narrows where the waves really started to jack up and get, you know, tight. That's where we were able to just, the three man could fit in it, and we just surfed the daylights out of it and got a lead. And so I guess you could say we did win, one of the legs unofficially, of course.
Unofficially. You also unofficially lost the other
not
one.
He's not my curse in the race, no. I guess.
Maybe it's you. You think it could be you? Are you the drama?
You know, I think that's something I need to bring up with my therapist, maybe.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
I bet you they'd tell me.
So who are you cruising with up there? How's that?
We've got the homeless encampment down at Stevenson Fairgrounds. We got the young kids, Judson, Justice, and Ash. You know, Susanna and Seema from Dana. Claudio was up here, but he found out he had a hernia while he was up here. So he decided to head on home because he wasn't having a lot of fun.
No, I bet not.
But it's a lot of people. I think it's like 750 or something like that.
No way.
Registered, something ridiculous. Yeah.
No way. Whoa.
Yeah.
750 people.
Something like that, yeah.
So how do you see those Noyos? They make it up?
I saw one of them.
There's two of them.
Oh, shoot. I've only seen one of them. I've been hanging out with Lindsay a little bit. She's been filling me in.
So you saw that cocktails and canoe sticker that was on there.
Oh, yeah. She's got the cocktail and canoe sticker on the boat. People are coming up to me asking for these things. They go, I don't know what you're talking about.
It
you gotta
sucks
ask.
That I only gave you 11.
Yeah. They put one on one of the shuttle buses.
I saw that. That's cool.
Yeah. It's so embarrassing, Kelly.
No, it's not.
It's so embarrassing.
has Judson raced the gorge before?
Yeah, he did last year, but Justice has not.
Is he excited?
I got to slap Miles and Jimmy Austin dead in the face with a tortilla.
Great. I love that for you.
It felt so good. I mean, just talk about years of just pent up emotion.
Yeah.
And just frustration, just taken out with one hit with a tortilla. It was like, you know, you're supposed to play like the Rochambeau or something. And I didn't know about this. The kids were all showing me, you know, you play the rock, paper, scissors thing. And then if you lose, you get hit in the face with a tortilla and you can't spit out your drink. I think we got through like half a game of the Rochambeau before it just turned into an all-out slap fest. So like, you know, I think right when they weren't expecting it, I wound up and gave it the full backhand tortilla smack right in the face, just the full knock the glasses off his head, everything. And felt so good.
You know, I asked Miles to go with me to drive to get the Kamanu boats, just so I had a partner, a buddy, and knew he was in town.
Uh-huh.
I thought he'd want to, you know, spend time with me, help me out for everything I've done for him.
Uh-huh.
Shaping him to be the person that he is today.
Yep. Big influence, yes.
Yeah, no, he's not. He had
no
intention.
Well, it makes me feel any better. When I slapped him, I doubled up my tortilla.
Thank you. I doubled it up. And I bet you used whole wheat too, because that shit is sturdy. Is that a whole wheat tortilla?
I fold that shit.
That's cardboard.
I gave him a right there, Fred. Oh, it was good.
Well, any parting words? Anything for tomorrow before I know?
Oh yeah, I have my confession.
Ooh, wait, tell me.
Our number one listener, Wade Williford, he caught me in the beer garden.
Oh,
I got lured. You know, it was, and to be fair, It was because
were you buying raffle tickets for the Gorge Canoe Club fundraiser?
No, no, no. I wasn't doing that. I was there laying in wait, hoping I would have a chance to smack Jimmy Austin and Miles in the face and Ryland with a tortilla. And I have to say, it was worth it.
Are you just walking around with a tortilla, hoping that people
No.
Are you hiding?
No, I was not hiding. That's a good idea, though. Captain I might do tortilla. That one tomorrow. Be hiding behind a tent as they walk by. Surprise, bitch! Wham! Right in the face.
Oh my god! Oh
that'd be a good one. Thank you for the idea tomorrow. That's gonna be fun at the awards.
That's so funny.
Oh, he caught me. He caught me. He called me out. He said, "Oh, you're right. But look, dude, I got to smack these guys with a tortilla. It was worth it."
And you're it's basically the Gorge Race. You're there.
Yeah, I was tapering, you know? Tapering.
Yeah. Yeah. You were there. So.
Yeah. We made it so far. good times. No, well, I'll give you the update. This is going to be like a 3-week long ordeal. People are going to have to listen to me ramble about the Gorge. But we're going to try to bring on a first timer?
I want to talk to Justice. I want to see what he thought. And
we might have to have some regulars on too, you know, like the Lindsay Shanks and
them.
We'll make it worthwhile. And don't worry, Dragon Boaters, we'll get back to you.
Jeez. I know your big race next week.
God.
So
take it easy. Know. We know we didn't forget you after 1 week. don't worry.
Keep it in your dragon pants.
Yeah. I did learn. We remembered it's in Sarasota. We know you can all get down. All right.
I did learn some key phrases the other day at practice because I steered a 6-man that had 5 of my teammates in it. They're all dragon boat paddlers, but they all use their dragon boat blades. And we went out and did triangles and then sprints. And I guess they call it dragon's breath when you're like out of breath after a really fast sprint. So that's like a key term we can use, dragon breath.
I always use that to describe something different in my life, but
okay. Well, you know what? You have a great race tomorrow.
Thank you.
And just give me a call later.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right. Say hi to Bobby. Bye.